Independence Day rolls right along, celebrating its 25th year.
This good day, it is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it to lift my voice, sing a song of praise on this good day. I will walk the woodman's cove. Fishing boats are leaving.
Appears to be 7 and a half of the hour, the Beyond Good Day.
I'm very observant.
Stories, I'm very observant.
Yes, you are.
Can't pull anything over me, on me, around me, through me, maybe. So it's Roberta and Rich and Doug here with some stories. Then later on, Jerry Jewell will be on the program. She's been honored by the Motion Picture Council with their Halo Award for Lifetime Achievement. She has worked, she was cast by Norman Lear in The Facts of Life. Mm-hmm. Remember that show? She's
yep.
been yeah. she's in Deadwood. She's really quite an interesting person because of her own upbringing. And I won't tell you more about the story, but it's a great personal story of accomplishment, getting over something that a lot of people have not been able to get over in their lifetime and achieve some great things. So we'll work with her later on in the hour. This is a time of reflection. Every day during this hour of the program, I love how we all sort of reflect on things, how we think perhaps about origins. I'm a great, I'm actually fascinated with things like the beginning of life, the beginning of our planet, the beginning of the universe, all of these things. And I can't help but think we could apply what has happened since the beginning of time and our maturity at this point to thinking about ourselves, mm-hmm. thinking about how you have begun, how your life is different now than it was 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, whenever it was that you started having consciousness about your being. Are you a person who has found his or her place in life? Are you lucky? Are you fearless? Are you somebody who understands what it takes to start a new job, for example, or even maybe a new hobby or some kind of new interest, and reflect back on when you started something else that was new? And do you revel in, do you respect what newness offers you? A new day, every day, or a new hour. I feel at the top of the hour we get this program started, we've got another opportunity to get to a lot of people with a lot of great material, hopefully, that will stay with you. At least hopefully I'd like to have some of the material that we go over every day stay with you for a while. And how is it that we're able to do this? People ask me, how do you do this day in and day out, week in and week out, year in and year out? I do it because I like it. I love it, as a matter of fact. I approach it with the same spirit almost every day. Not every day, but most every day, I look upon this as my way of getting my best foot or face or voice or whatever it is forward. And in doing that, I have never really thought about it much until Meredith got me to thinking about how many people we all affect every day, how many people laugh a little with some of our stories or our interconnectedness, Roberta and Jennifer and Richie and me, and how it is that through our own experiences with our own family and our own life, we can bring people around to say, oh yeah, I have experience like that. And I suggest to you, as we talk here among ourselves, that we all share something very important, and that is the ability to start over again. Start over again. You make a mistake, you fall down, you fall off the horse, you pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and you get back on the horse again. Or whatever it is. You can start new careers, you can start new relationships, new marriages. It's and the beginning, I don't know, the first moment sometimes is captured. Sometimes you can keep that magic. Because I don't think magic is an accident. I think that you find magic where magic is supposed to be. Sometimes you have it, sometimes you don't. But I will tell you one thing. If you're afraid, say luck.
Luck. Luck, yeah.
You make your own luck.
Yeah, I think you do. I think I've heard that you deal, you play the cards that are dealt, good, Doug.
Dealt.
That are dealt to you. Thank you, Rich, for bringing me the English one.
No problem.
Yeah. But it just, the thing you hear me say often is, don't be afraid. Don't have fear. Easier said than done, I know that, because I spent plenty of my life being afraid of all kinds of things. So I'm not the big, tough guy who says, yep, do it, because this is what I did. Yeah, I've gotten it finally, but man, was I somebody who threw his life. And it isn't, as Dr. Phil says, and somebody else whom I love said sort of this to me, at what point do you take responsibility for yourself? It ain't, what is it Phil says, I've heard him say this a couple, I'm not a big fan of his, but I've read some of the things I've heard, outtakes, you know, it's not what your mother was doing to you, it's not what your father was doing to you, what are you doing to yourself? And that's it. You know, you come in alone and you go out alone.
Mm-hmm.
So you may have people that affect you and even help you during this lifetime, but you know, it's ultimately up to you to sort of steer yourself in the right direction. And I hope that you do that. Sometimes you learn lessons by your own experiences. You're, again, learning lessons is lessons because of what other people are doing. There are so many just possibilities galore every day. So may I suggest that you start this hour, this moment, this day, by casting aside everything that's happened before that you didn't like. Think about what you've had in your life. Wake up every morning and think about who you love and what you're thankful for, and take it from there. Now, I think you can't help but have a good day. Hopefully, anyway. All right. And as my minister used to say, here endeth the morning lesson. All right, here's another lesson. For those of you who are finding out through your annual health and physical checkup, men, your testosterone level is low. Men, you can get your testosterone level to where it's supposed to be. Men, you can enhance your life. You can enhance your ability to live life by having the right amount of free testosterone in your body. That's it. If the numbers are 200-300, you're way off the mark. And if your doctor isn't suggesting that you can get some testosterone the natural way, then he's not helping you out. You need to know that testosterone is available in a natural substance. And because the folks at TGen have put it together with nitric oxide, they call it Nitro Boost. It'll give you the blood flow in your system that you need. You need, in order to make your immune system work, you got to get the blood all over your body. And the way to do that is to make sure you've got the right things in your body that are moving you. Exercise is great for getting the blood around. Get started with your exercise program by taking a TGen with Nitro Boost capsule every morning. The ingredients in TGen with Nitro Boost are clinically proven to be safe and natural, and that's why this is recommended by so many doctors. You will love, love, love the experience. Try TGen with Nitro Boost for half price. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen when you call 800-631-6443. That's 800-631-6443. Half price, better performance, 90-day money-back guarantee. How can you beat it? You can't. TGen with Nitro Boost. For all the right reasons, call now, 800-631-6443.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Souffles are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming? Putting sprinkles on the last one now? Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it? Me? What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there? Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
Nope. With our new IT card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know where.
I see what Roberta Fasanelli has up her sleeve or in her mouth or in her brain. Story time, Roberta.
Okay, well, if you've been leaving on a jet plane, chances are you've been leaving some stuff behind. And you know when you go through security and sometimes you have change in your pockets and they have that little round dish and they make you put the change in the little round dish? Well, it so happens that last year, over $500,000 in change was left behind at airports.
Really?
$500,000.
So what are they doing with the money?
$531,395.22. And that's a record.
And that doesn't count what the TSA agent is putting in their pocket.
Right. This counts the change, mind you, that they turned in. In 2011, it was $487. 2010, $409. 2009, $432. So it's a record amount, over $500,000. And where does that money go? Well, right now, it actually goes to the TSA. It's spent on general security operations, and some people are having a problem with that. Representative Jeff Miller, Republican from Florida, wants it to go to the USO that operates they operate centers for military personnel and airports. And another organization, which is an organization association for airline passenger rights, wants airline passenger associations to get it to improve it.
Yeah, once it becomes real money, everybody wants a piece of it.
All of a sudden, everybody wants it.
Yeah.
What Denver has done, they have collection jars, and they ask travelers to donate change to Denver's Road Home, which is an organization that helps the homeless. So instead of putting your change in that little bowl, they put it in the jar. But can you imagine over $500,000 in change people have left behind in airports?
That's getting somebody's attention.
That's getting a lot of people's attention.
Richie's story up next. This is Beyond Good Day at 21 after the hour.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing using buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Is your immune system under siege? Allergies and crippling immune diseases are on the rise. Vaccines, radiation, and GMOs lead the charge against your health. Fortunately, health-conscious consumers are enlisting the help of RNA drops. RNA drops turn on the signals and switches in virtually every cell of your body to activate what science calls your junk DNA. RNA drops provide you with the ammunition you need to win the war on disease, pain, depression, and decline. Hear hours of testimonials from people just like you at RNAfreesample.com. That's RNAfreesample.com. And order a free one-month supply of RNA drops. Pay only shipping and handling at RNAfreesample.com or call toll free 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703 or visit RNAfreesample.com.
Catchy today as it was 25 years ago. Doug Steffens, good day.
Maybe even more so. Yes, it's a man's world. Rich McFadden is a man. And a man's world. Make us proud, Richie.
I'm telling you, this is a man's world, right, Doug?
Right, Richie.
Right, Roberta?
That's it.
Roberta's happy about that.
I'm surprised she actually agreed with me. Maybe not so much. I remember, oh, I don't know, 10, 12, 13 years ago, a friend of ours got married, Barbara. And the guy she was marrying decided to take her last name.
Oh.
And we were all like, well, okay. Apparently he was having a little riff with his dad and, you know, didn't really like his last name anyway. There's a story here where I see a bunch of celebrities who are doing the same thing. So I wanted to see what you guys thought about a man in a man's world taking his wife's last name. Or is it a man's world? Somebody is Jay-Z. His real name is Sean Carter. He is now legally known as Sean Knowles, Beyonce Carter.
Interesting.
Roberta?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, when Tom and I got married in 1979, you know, then it was everybody thought a woman had to change her name to her husband's name.
Right.
And I said, there is nothing in New York State law that says that you have to do that. You can name yourself whatever you want as long as you don't do it for illegal purposes or for fraud.
Right.
So at the time, I said to Tom, well, we were discussing names. I said, well, we could hyphenate our names and make it Fascinelli Benson. And he said, I'm not changing my name. I said, well, then it's decided. Then we're both keeping our own names then, because I'm not changing my name either. And at the time, that was almost, I mean, it was revolutionary. It was controversial. I mean, nobody did that. In fact, the IRS kept kicking back our tax returns saying that the people did not exist because they didn't have the two lines for two names at that time. So the names and the Social Security numbers weren't matching up because they.
You don't think it's a man's man world.
They were
considering
me Roberta Fassinelli. You know, instead of they were looking for Roberta Benson.
Well, another revolutionary back in that time was John Lennon when he got married to Yoko Ono. She had become Yoko Ono Lennon.
Right.
He decided what's fair is fair. He became legally John Winston Ono Lennon.
There you go.
Oh, no.
There you go.
No.
So, you know, my view is either, you know, you can call yourself whatever you feel is comfortable. If a man wants to take his wife's last name, fine. Sometimes, you know, he may not like his last name.
Well, and that was the case with my friend's husband. Okay, Lorenzo Lamas.
Your husband was Lorenzo Lamas?
Lorenzo Lamas, who is also a you know, a big strapping guy.
Yeah.
Ah. Hyphenated his name. So he is Lorenzo Lamas Craig. from his wife, Shauna Craig. Jack White, the rocker, he hyphenated his name. So now he is Jack. Oh, no, he took her name. Jack Gills is his legal last name.
There you go. So, you know, whatever is comfortable, I guess.
The mayor of Los Angeles, Antonio Villagrosa, did it.
So what are the children named then? That's the question.
Jay Moore, the comedian, took his wife Nikki Cox's last name. He's now Jay Ferguson Cox Moore.
So I guess, like in our case, the children have my last name as their middle name, and then Tom's last name as their last name. Mm-hmm. It's a legal middle name. Well, yeah, I had to do that for passports, because otherwise if I traveled alone, there was
exactly.
a problem. But you wonder, what are the children called then?
My wife wanted to keep her last name when we got married.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, she had been married previous to our marriage. Her last name was the previous husband's last name.
Right.
And I said, you can go be married to him then. If you want to keep your maiden name, that would be fine. But no on the previous husband's name.
Well,
thank you very
much.
That.
Yeah, I can see that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So then she wouldn't make fun.
Either change it to my name or go back to your maiden name.
Right.
So how do we do this? Let's see here. Dudlina, Wilhelmina, Stefanini. How's that for changing a name?
I don't know. I think when you change your name, you give up part of your identity. That's how I felt.
28 after a good day.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Right now, custom banners and posters are 50% off at Staples, which means it's less expensive than ever to get all the banners and posters your small business needs.
Okay, let's double-check your order. I have a grand reopening banner, 500 sale flyers, business cards, a few passive-aggressive break room posters, and a less passive 6-foot banner advising people to stay away from your lunch in the fridge.
Sounds about right.
Perfect.
For a limited time, custom banners and posters are 50% off at Staples. That was easy. No coupon needed. Details in-store and at staples.com/copy and print.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Stephen's Good Day rolls right along, celebrating its 25th year.
We find ourselves in the second half of this hour, Beyond Good Day, 33 after. In a moment, we're going to meet Jerry Jewell, has a great story to tell. We can all learn
from her
lessons.
From the facts of life. Yeah, big time.
Right. Yep, she has a great story to tell, so
big
we'll
one,
meet
man.
Her. Speaking of stories, the story at DougStephan.com, it's a terrific story, actually, about a woman who accidentally dropped her engagement ring into a homeless man's change cup. And then when he was going through the change cup, he thought he had hit the jackpot. The diamond ring showed up, but he did the right thing. He returned it. The woman dumped her engagement ring, along with all of the spare change she had in her wallet, into this cup. And then she went home, she realized that she didn't have it. The man in question, Billy Ray Harris, was collecting. Apparently, the story got on the street. Television station picked up the story, but apparently not until this guy went public. So the television story connected the two of them. He said, "This is not mine. I don't want to keep it. I don't know where it came from." But he called a reporter on a television station. She went on the air with it. The woman who had dropped it called the television station, and then apparently did the right thing by this guy as well, and was much more generous with him. Apparently, it was a family ring, you know, one of those things.
Yeah, the heirloom.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So what a blessing for the two of them to have gotten together. I think any time people get together, no matter what the reason, there are usually great stories. We've just been talking about relationships and that sort of thing. We're always talking about relationships here because it's such an important part of what makes us all tick. But here's somebody didn't know this man, wanted to help him, dumped all their change, and out comes her diamond ring.
Wow.
Now this guy could have sold it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Course.
Most people
would have a lot of money.
Straight to the pawn shop.
Yep, right.
I mean, he was offered, what, $4,000 for it, right?
Yeah. I think it was $4,000, $4,500, something like that.
Wow. I really hope she, like, you know, rewarded him with something or
she
another.
She did. Yeah.
You mentioned the other day that my wife and I went to look into upgrading her diamond. And my wife has a good-sized diamond, but, you know, we're like, okay, you know, it's been 12, 13 years. Well, yeah, let's see if we can
just
go a little
reset.
Bigger. Yeah, anyway, it's a long story. Diamond prices. Diamond prices are out of this world.
Through the roof.
Right now. Through the roof. It's unbelievable what they've done in the past 7, 8, 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I don't even wear my real one anymore.
After seeing what my wife's shop what it would cost to replace hers, I'm not putting hers in a lockbox.
Plus, I had a couple of years, about 5 years ago, I had a custom-made setting for it, combining the diamonds from a couple of rings. You know, I'm scared to wear it now.
She wears it every day around here, but when we go to Columbia,
no,
it stays here.
Yeah, we got to be careful. All right, let's find out in a moment about Jerry Jewell and what it is that has made her a celebrity of note. That story and her story coming up here on Good Day.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Yum.
We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins. Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
Government restrictions often hurt those who need help the most. For example, many states actually prohibit caterers from giving perfectly good, unserved food to homeless shelters and to other charities. I suppose such rules are adopted with good intentions, such as protecting the health of the poor. But if we look at such rules through the lens of liberty, we would ask ourselves, do we really mean to protect these people so thoroughly that they have to go to dumpsters for food? Are we so concerned about rules that we can't let people with extra food give it to the hungry? As Americans, we need to re-examine our priorities and assert our founding principles of individual freedom, personal responsibility, and self-government. The decision on whether such acts of charity might help or hurt others ought to be left to common sense, not government rules.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creeble Foundation.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's opening the shop before dawn.
It's going the extra mile for my patients.
And it's finishing well into the night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has a personalized interview that helps you get those deductions specific to you. From a nurse's scrubs to a mechanic's tools, so you get back every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Facts of Life, the Norman Lear show. Jerry Jewell was about the business of shattering the glass ceiling for those who have disabilities, but she went into the facts of life. She has honored herself and the story of her life with the book, I'm Walking As Straight As I Can. Jerry Jewell, welcome to Good Day. Nice to have you here.
It's my pleasure to be here.
So, tell us about your life. You had an accident. You You have a story even... go back to when you were a kid and what life was like, and bring us around to when you decided you wanted to be in the public view,
well,
if you will.
Basically, I was born premature with a lot of trauma, a lack of oxygen, which caused me to have cerebral palsy. And I grew up as a kid with CP, and I was a product of special ed. There was no mainstreaming until much later in life. I was really sheltered, and I was a happy kid, and I had dreams of becoming an actress. And I went after it after... Well, I always had it in my mind. I started writing to open out when I was about 13, and basically she always wrote me back telling me never to quit, to try, to give an effort. And that was a huge boost to a little kid with CP.
Well, it's a huge boost to anybody, no matter what their background, to have somebody keep pushing you to tell you or to encourage you to be the best you can be, even more poignant given the fact that you had cerebral palsy. And the things that you experienced at the hands or the stupidity of other people, and I say that with a great deal of anger in my voice, because this kind of stuff...
It's just there's much more awareness now than there was back then.
Well, but there's still way too much bullying for anybody who's different.
I know, but it was, you know, back in the 70s, there wasn't as much awareness and alertness about, okay.
There wasn't, but that doesn't... I still think, Jerry and Richie, that there's much too much prejudice, there's much too much stupid stuff going on, bullying, that sort of thing. You experienced it when you were how old?
I experienced bullying when I was a kid, but I also experienced it as an adult. And I believe that what he said just now, that bullying has even gotten worse now than it was when I was a kid, because we don't have instant internet. We don't have bullying that can come into your house. You know, at least I had a safe haven at home and was not bullied inside the home, which is not true today.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. So when it came to your deciding that you wanted to be an actress, what were you told? What sort of training did you have, and what were you told by your coaches as to what perhaps the possibilities of getting roles might be?
Well, basically, when I graduated from high school, I mean, I took drama in high school, and I dabbled in acting when I was in special ed. I wrote some plays and put them on. But when it came to State Department of Rehabilitation of California to finance my education, I was basically told that there were no work opportunities for somebody like me in the entertainment industry, and I had to pick something that would guarantee success, employment. So I was not really supported in that, but after my third year of college trying to do it the state rehab way, I decided to try stand-up comedy at the encouragement of Alex Valdez, who was a comic himself, and he was blind. So I what people don't understand is that I never aspired to be a stand-up. I wanted to be an actress, not a stand-up comic, but that was the door open to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the beginning of my life changing 180 degrees.
Did Norman Lear discover you there in that way?
Norman Lear discovered me in 1980 when I was asked to perform for the second annual Media Access Award by Fern Field. And he got in touch with me shortly after and cast me as Blair's cousin on The Facts of Life, which was huge.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's listen to an excerpt. We have a piece of some of the audio from one of the episodes of The Facts of Life.
Hi, I'm Susie. Does cerebral palsy hurt, you bonehead? That's Joe.
Nice to meet you. Cerebral palsy only hurts when I spill hot coffee on myself. But it's okay.
ever keeps me awake, I use decaffeinated.
You can make coffee?
Sure. It tastes lousy, but that's not because of the cerebral palsy. Would you like to try a cup of my coffee? It's Mountain Grun.
Thank you.
Don't thank me till you've tasted it.
Well, how was the bus ride?
I don't know. I didn't go.
A car?
No, a lemon.
So, we have Jerry Jewell with us. She's written a book, her story, I'm Walking as Straight as I Can. And the way that you were, I guess the whole situation was treated as, Richie, I can't really hear anything. Not sure what the problem is.
There you go, sorry.
All right, okay. The way that it was treated directly, was that something they came to you and asked about before it actually was in the script, or did they just put it in the script and figure you'd deal with it?
It was a script that was especially written for me. Mm-hmm. And Norman Lear inspired it, Al Burton put it in motion, and Joel Kimmel and Ann Gibbs wrote the script. And they actually used some lines of my own comedy act. Mm-hmm. So it was tailored for me. And what a lot of people forget is that 1981 was the International Year of the Disabled.
Yeah.
So I was in the right place at the right time.
Why was there a role in Deadwood, or how did that come about? You in Deadwood seemed like a strange combination.
Well, interestingly enough, I had spinal cord surgery in 1999 from C1 to C7. And truthfully, I did not think I had a career after that. I thought it was over. And I was standing in line in a pharmacy in Santa Monica waiting for Botox. I know. Well, I get Botox injections in my neck every 3 months for chronic pain.
Really?
And I was at the pharmacy, and this man turned around. He recognized me. And he said, are you Jerry Thorn? I said, well, yes, I am. And he said, well, I'm a huge fan of yours. And I said, thank you. He said, you've inspired me, you've made me laugh, but I haven't seen you on TV in a long time. And I said, true. He said, you want a television series? I was like, stunned.
Wow.
And he said, in case you don't recognize me, my name is David Milch. And he wrote his phone number on a prescription pad for an antidepressant. And told me to call him.
Uh-huh.
So I was literally the first role cast on Deadwood in a pharmacy.
Wow, that's a great story. A lot of other great stories, including your relationship with her ex-husband. There's some pretty good stuff written around that. Jerry, thank you for being here. Best of luck as you continue.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, the book
thank
is called.
Thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure. I'm Walking as Straight as I Can. Jerry Jewell here on Good Day.
All righty. Emergency Vitamin Drink Mix Radio, take 74.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, Emergency will make you immortal.
No.
What?
Emergency supports your immune system.
Oh, immune.
Yeah, it doesn't make you immortal.
No?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. Oh, right. Okay,
let's take another one.
Okay. With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, Emergency supports your immune system.
There we go.
So you'll probably live forever.
What are you doing?
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
Right now, custom banners and posters are 50% off at Staples, which means it's less expensive than ever to get all the banners and posters your small business needs.
Okay, let's double-check your order. I have a grand reopening banner, 500 sale flyers, business cards, a few passive-aggressive break room posters, and a less passive 6-foot banner advising people to stay away from your lunch in the fridge.
Sounds about right.
Perfect.
For a limited time, custom banners and posters are 50% off at Staples. That was easy. No coupon needed. Details in-store and at staples.com/copy and print.
And now it's tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com. We'll be right back.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Three after the hour on the Tuesday Good Day program. Small business owners are already raising millions of dollars to expand their businesses and their product lines and employee ranks through crowdfunding. Next up on Startup America News, you'll meet one young lady who's helping these folks try to accomplish that.
Welcome to Startup American News Crowdfunding Success Stories. I'm your host, Mike Hayes, and joining me today, I'm delighted to say, is my new co-host, Ranjini Mukhopadhyay. And Ranjini is going to be joining me routinely from now on. Ranjini, tell me a little bit about your background, some of the benefits of crowdfunding, crowdsourcing, and your unique background with both.
Hi, Mike. Thank you for the introduction. My background in crowdfunding is, it starts at actually PR. I've been working in PR for the past 10 years, and mostly in the technology industry. And in the past couple of years, crowdfunding has really brought a lot of attention into the tech space. And we've been working on some really great projects, but last year we started with Stick and Find Technologies, who released a brand new, really cool Bluetooth sticker where you can stick it on your stuff and basically locate it with your smartphone app. And we worked with them from the very beginning of their campaign to also launch two additional campaigns, mostly revolving around Bluetooth technology. We were able to help them with our PR efforts, raise their goal amount, as well as surpass our goal amount, and we raised over $1.8 million for all three projects together. So it's been an exciting ride for them, and now they're going on to do commercial launch, and we're continuing to work with them. But in the meantime, we've met some other really cool crowdfunding companies that we're also going to be helping with public relations, also helping them get the campaign messaging out there in the proper way, develop their campaign videos, which are a really critical point for the crowdfunding side, and help them reach their goals and hopefully surpass them in time allotted, 30, 45, or 60 days.
Now, Ronjini, you've helped the company raise over $1 million through crowdfunding, and yet 72% of small business owners, many whom are dying for some startup capital, launch a new project, expand or create new jobs, 72% of them don't even know that it exists. How excited are you about introducing crowdfunding to the American small business community?
Absolutely. There's so much potential in this market. With this new system of crowdfunding, basically anybody can have a great idea, and that's the key, is really having a great idea and be able to get support from their community. You don't have to wait for VC capital anymore. You don't have to have one large private investor. You can raise money through people you know and people who learn about the product on different platforms, and PR is an integral way of getting people to your site so that you can, you know, get them to see your product and gain interest, maybe share it with their friends. So it's a real interesting and new way for people to share ideas and invest in ideas that they actually feel connected to, rather than just having some VC come in and analyze your company and give you, you know, a lot of criticism. It's a really nice platform for small businesses who believe in their product to give their heart and soul to it, put their campaign up on a site, and then share it with their friends and have their friends share it with their friends. And it's a really new way of crowdfunding. And I think as the industry grows, it's going to become more serious. You know, I think it started out a lot as small projects that are kind of fun and kitschy, even stick and find. It's a small gadget. It's very consumer friendly. But I see a lot of projects going towards a more serious tone of companies that are doing more serious things for, let's say, the housing market, or more serious things in education. I think it's going to become kind of a commonplace thing to crowdfund projects. And that way, people can invest in what they truly believe in. They don't have to wait for the product to come out or get some kind of investment. They can jump right in and get involved. There's a lot of ways to get the crowd to your site. And I think, you know, our specialty is really doing the media relations and finding the different locations where your crowd is going to be hanging out, whether it's online, on TV, through direct response, like, you know, if they're listening to Pandora. There's a lot of different avenues where we can attract your crowd and push them towards your crowdfunding page so they can help you get your product out there.
Ronjini and I are both committed to listening to the crowdfunding community. Do you have a question about crowdfunding? We'd love to hear it. Hey, we may even put it in a future blog post or one of our shows. So you can email me at mike@startupamericanews.org. That's startupamericanews.org. Ronjini, thanks for joining me, and I look forward to talking to you more next week and in subsequent weeks after that.
Thanks, Mike.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.